Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, it is Earth Day, and we see a number of headlines to that effect in the news this morning, including in New York City seeking zero waste, Mayor de Blasio talking about that environmental program. In Albany, environmentalists coming to lobby the state capitol this morning on issues ranging from climate change to oil trains. And an interesting headline in the Times, Oklahoma concedes that wastewater wells cause quakes.
Well, you know, in the beginning, we just heard rumors that earthquakes were caused by fracking and its ancillary processes. And, you know, frankly, you wait until you see hard proof before you really believe that stuff. But now it's beginning to turn out that it's so. And as a result, it's just one more what Mario Cuomo used to call post hoc, propter hoc understanding of the fact that New York did the right thing in banning the fracking. And when it comes to the symbolism of an Earth Day in Albany, it means everybody shows up, they come on buses, they walk into the right offices, they press their cases to the staff members who allegedly are reporting back to the legislators themselves. In some cases, they get to see legislators, and then they get on the buses and they go back. But you know what? It's important that they're doing it because politicians and others have to know that the state of the earth and the potential devastation of the earth is something that they should be paying the highest priorities to.
Perhaps another sign of acknowledgement of climate change, our own Paul Caiano, meteorologist, will be joining a panel of experts at the University at Albany to talk about severe weather and preparations for officials in this region.
Well, you know, it's very hard to know that you have terrible weather other than just statistical probability that it's going to show up. On the other hand, it's showing up all over the place, and we're having superstorms. Sandy, which, by the way, was pretty well predicted by Al Gore in his Inconvenient movie. So what we have is the consciousness on the part of people. You walk around my neighborhood in Great Barrington, gigantic trees pushed down by heavy winds with huge girth to them. And you say, maybe this just is one of those probability things that you take in statistics class. But maybe, just maybe, things really are changing. And if they are, then we really have to be prepared how we're going to change our way of doing things in order to stop them from happening. I suspect once it happens, it's going to be very hard to turn it around.
Alan, former governor of New York, George Pataki, says he is leaning toward running for president next year. We've talked about this. The Republican, who served three terms as governor, told reporters at an economic conference in Essex, New York, that he has no timetable for making a decision about a run for the White House.
Will you give me a break? I mean, this is sort of sad. You know, when the fickle finger of fame lands on your shoulder and you all of a sudden you were governor for that long. And then, you know, you're out and then you sit in your office, you're doing your law business, you're probably making a lot of money, and you say, you know, I could be improbably a governor of New York, then I could improbably be president of the United States. And then, you know, your family tells you to do it, your friends tell you to do it, and you do it. But now you have to be unique. So the unique process that a guy like this goes through is he tries to figure out what his niche is. And that is, I'm going to be the un-Republican Republican. I'm going to be the Rockefeller Republican. I'm going to be the guy who lectures the party sternly. You're going to keep losing elections as long as you take these right-wing positions. And if you follow me, I'll win for you. And winning in politics means a great deal. It means jobs. And so sooner or later, the fulcrum will come back and some sanity will occur to some Republicans who will say, hey, we got to win. This business of just being ideologically correct for us isn't working.